Right, Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock. Today we are introducing Pedro Aznar. Pedro Aznar is one of the most recognized and most talented bass players in Argentina's rock. His early career involves playing for the band of Raúl Porchetto and other bands that were not that famous afterwards, such as Madre Atómica and Alas. He also had a brief tenure playing for folk rock duo Pastoral. However, the band that made him famous was Serú Girán, that he integrated since their inception in the mid-1970s up to their breaking up moment in the early 1980s. He not only played the bass, a fretless bass, but he also gave Serú Girán part of the sound, the defining sound of the group. Serú Girán disbanded because of Aznar, because he was invited to join the Pat Metheny group in the US, and he started some studies at Berkeley. He left Argentina, moved to the US, and Serú did not bother to look for a replacement. Very difficult musician to replace, Aznar, let it be said. That's the moment in which he moved to the US, playing for the Pat Metheny group. He wins three Grammy Awards. His solo career begins in 1982, with Aznar playing not only bass, which is his main instrument, but several others, including keyboards, guitar, and also singing with an incredible voice.
Tantas veces me mataron, tantas veces me morí. Sin embargo, estoy aquí resucitando. Gracias doy a la desgracia y a la mano con puñal, porque me mató tan mal. Y seguí cantando. Después de un año bajo la tierra, igual que sobreviviente que vuelve de la guerra. Tantas veces me borraron, tantas desaparecí, a mi propio entierro fui, solo y llorando. Hice un nudo en el pañuelo, pero me olvidé después que no era la única vez. Y seguí cantando. Soon. cuántas resucitarás, cuántas noches pasarás desesperando. Y a la hora del naufragio, la de la oscuridad, alguien te rescatará. Que sobreviviente que vuelve de la guerra, cantando al sol como la cigarra, después de un año bajo la tierra, igual que sobreviviente.
That was Pedro Aznar with his rendition of Like the Cicada, the famous song by María Elena Walsh. We are introducing Pedro Aznar as part of our regular cycle on the history of art and then rock. Pedro Aznar, as we said before, is mainly remembered as the bass player of Serú Girán, a band led by Charlie García. And even though Aznar left Serú to travel to the United States and join the Pat Metheny group, he collaborated with several of García's solo efforts, and he recorded several songs for García, Yendo de la Cama and Leaving, Filosofía Barata y Zapatos de Goma. He also collaborated with other figures of Argentina's rock, such as Luis Alberto Spinetta, Fito Páez, Soda Stereo. In 1985, he recorded his album, kind of a solo, a collaboration solo album with Charlie García called Tango, that had a follow-up in 1991 called Tango 4. That was half of Serú, Charlie and Pedro Aznar. In 1992, there was a reunion of Serú Girán in which he was involved. And then he relaunched his career as a solo artist in 1995. He has played so many, many covers, many of them so good. And here's an interesting one, especially considering that this is a program in English and many of our listeners are familiar with the music of Elton John. Well, Pedro Aznar has made a Spanish language version of Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word by Elton John, called in Spanish Ya No Hay Forma de Pedir Perdón.
¡Suscríbete!
que se pone cada vez peor. Qué mal, ¿por qué no puedo hablarte? Temo que es así. Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón.
Ya no hay forma de pedir perdón. Sorry seems to be the hardest word by Elton John in the Spanish language rendition of Pedro Aznar, an artist that kept on recording several things of his own. We didn't play some of his work, the songs that he wrote, because we didn't have time. But he also recorded several of them. And he also had a brief collaboration with David Lebón, another member of Serú Girán, in 2007. They offer a series of concerts here in Buenos Aires at the ND Ateneo Theater. I was lucky enough to go to one of these shows. Amazing, very intimate, sounded so good. And they also released a live album collected recorded during those performances. And this is where we're going to leave it for today. As part of our cycle on Argentina's rock, we introduce today Pedro Aznar. I recommend you to check him out on YouTube, mainly to discover some of his works. The History of Argentine Rock is produced for Gustavo Ríos for RAE Argentina to the World.